y'all.
Bye.
It's been like,
it's been, I think it's been 2 months.
I don't feel like it's been 2 months.
Are you sure?
I feel like it's been a month and a half since we recorded.
Not that much of a difference.
Well, because I don't even want to, honestly, I don't really want to think back that far.
I know. Me
neither. Because it's so much.
I know.
We're already in September. We're getting to the end of September. It's going to be
September flew by. I don't know fucking how, but it did.
Dude, August came in, like, Latin.
Yeah,
I don't know what's happening with 2020.
Fuck 2020. Fuck
2020. You know, 2020's not that bad.
Okay. Keep thinking that.
It hasn't been that bad.
The beginning was worse than now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Look, there's silver linings to everything.
That's true. That's true.
Like, I don't know. I have nothing good to really to say to, like, help that.
I don't know. Let's move on.
Well, okay. Wait, no. Wait. Okay. So without Corona, Jared and I never would have been together.
That's true. That's true.
He literally would have been gone. Without, give me a minute, I can think of more. August D never would have been able to drop D too, because he wrote a lot of that in quarantine.
True.
Taylor Swift, Folklore. She wrote all of that in quarantine.
Okay.
A lot of people in relationships who started relationships because of quarantine might not be in them.
It's true.
You know? Maybe families have been brought together because of it.
It's possible. Or maybe they drove each other insane by now.
I didn't want to put that part in. I stabbed myself before that. I feel like aspects of life have slightly shifted, where maybe people are more, like, in love with life, maybe. Because it seems like it can be easily taken away now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? People are working from home. Some people are, some people aren't. Depends on where you are. Some people like that. Like, if you're a working mom and you have a baby, working from home, having a baby.
True.
I mean, that's pretty, pretty nice if you can, like, handle it.
It sounds nice, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't think I could ever not leave home for that long, too. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little hard and weird one, for sure.
The separation.
Yeah.
Is kind of helpful, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, you need a few, and that was your goal, so.
Yeah, my goal was to show that there are silver linings.
That's true.
And that we can be optimistic. Because, yeah.
It's true.
Optimism. Shining.
What?
I'm Sierra.
I'm Lorena. Whoops, forgot that.
Says gay bounty. I texted you that we were gonna forget.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I forgot that too, so.
Well. Lauren, do you know who we're gonna talk about today?
I do.
Do I know who we're gonna talk about today?
I hope so.
Because it's my group?
Yeah. I would really hope so.
Well, the last time we talked, it was basically only soloists. Mm-hmm. And that was really interesting and fun. And now, I guess we're going back to groups.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we're just mm-hmm. popping all over. Hopping all over, not popping all over, hopping. I don't know why popping came.
I don't know why you're so awkward.
I'm not awkward.
You should.
Don't look at me like that.
Who are we talking about, Sia?
We're talking about Everglow.
What? That's news to me.
Smooth translation.
Yeah.
Smooth. Smooth. For a minute there, I was going to say something else.
Oh, no. We all know where that leads us.
Look, I give you warning now before I say weird things.
True.
Sometimes. True. Other times it's just fun. Okay. So let's go into Everglow. Now, Everglow is a six-member group. Okay. They debuted March 18th, 2019, and they're under Yuhe Entertainment. How do you say that?
I say Yuehua. Yuehua.
Yuehua?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
They're under an entertainment.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I feel like we have a lot of talk about that's not really, like... There's just been a lot happening.
I know,
with, yeah. like, K-pop and... yeah. So, Everglow's fandom, with their comeback single album, Hush, on August 19th, 2019, Everglow revealed their fandom name, Forever. The name has two meanings, for Everglow and becoming one with Everglow and being together forever. The notice explains, it means the future of being together forever with fans who exist for Everglow.
Oh, that's sweet.
Right? So.
I like that name, actually.
Forever?
Mm-hmm.
It goes really well with Everglow.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
So, I was pretty happy about that. It wasn't some... like,
yeah.
For one that just seems totally random.
Yeah.
These two, like, really go together. Social media for the group. They have a fan cafe, which is Everglow. Twitter, which is @Everglow_TWT. They also have @Everglow_staff. They have a VLive, which is Everglow. They have an Instagram, which is @official_Everglow. Their YouTube is Everglow. Their Weibo is YH_Everglow_official. And their TikTok is @Everglow_official. So they have three albums in total. They have Arrival of Everglow, which was released March 19th, 2019, which was their single album, also their debut. Hush, released August 19th, 2019, which was a single album. And Reminisce? Released February 3rd, 2020, which was a mini album. Plus, Tomorrow. Perfect timing, even though this is going to come out next Saturday.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. They have a new mini album, which will be coming out, which is -77.82x and -78.2829.
Okay.
I think that's the title.
Is that really the title?
I'm pretty sure that's the title.
Huh. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. But the title track for that will be La Di Da, and there will be four songs to that mini album, which comes out September 21st, 2020.
Well, here will technically be later tonight, right?
It'll be, yeah, later tonight. Mm-hmm. But for, like... later tonight is their, like, V Live.
Mm-hmm.
performance of it. And then it will be available for download 21 tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I was looking at their, like, scheduled track list and what they had set up. And
okay.
Their V-Live debut is today. The members. Now, do you want to... I think you know the leaders in the Machiné.
I think so. I'm not sure about the Machiné.
Okay.
But I think I know who the leader is.
Okay, let's have you guess both and I can tell you.
I think the leader is EU.
Okay.
And I think the Machiné is... Onda.
Onda?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm wrong, but...
Okay. Well, I'll tell you the members. Okay. So the first member is EU, which means especially for you. Her birth name is Park Jiwon. She's Korean. Her positions are leader, main rapper, main dancer, and sub vocalist. Her birthday is May 19th, 1998. She is 5'3". And some facts about her are her representative color is purple. She was the fifth member to be revealed. Her unique points are her small hands, passion, and her husky voice. Her role model is Lee Hyori, who is a South Korean singer, actress, model, activist, record producer, and television presenter. In her free time, she likes watching mukbang videos, Running Man, and Law of the Jungle. Her favorite American TV show is 13 Reasons Why. She has posted some vlogs on Yuha's YouTube channel pre-debut. She has a dog named Kongsam, which her sister named because his eyes look like beans. Fan says that she looks like a mix of CLC's Elky and Sorn. EU and Chiyeon have a matching pair of flower earrings, and they often joke about dating each other. She was a model for the brand Stare Shoes.
Okay.
So you were right about EU being the leader.
I'm pretty sure I saw that a while ago, yeah.
Okay, the next member is Chiyeon, who's Korean. She's Her positions are lead vocalist, visual, and face of the group. Her birthday is August 5th, 1999. She is 5'6", and she trained for 2 years and 10 months. For EU, I couldn't find how long she trained.
Hmm. They don't put it on every single profile.
Nope.
So. Hmm.
I thought they would. I guess they don't.
Yeah.
Her representative color is green. She was in Produce 101 and ranked number 40. She was also on Produce 48 and ranked number 27th. When she first joined Produce 101, she was an independent trainee. She is known for her strong resemblance to Suzy, who is a South Korean actress and solo singer under management SOOP. Suzy was also a member of Miss A. They debuted in March 2010 under JYP Entertainment. She was the first member to be revealed. Chiyeon is bad with directions. EU and Chiyeon joke often about dating each other. She likes to lay on the couch and watch TV all day. She is a fan of Electric Shock by FX. Her unique points are her bunny teeth, her healthy hair, her hard work, and her long neck. I definitely wrote her long neck.
Oh my god.
But I corrected it in my brain. Her nicknames are Positive Queen, Flower Chiyeon, and Chiyeon. Her role models are Soonmi, a South Korean singer under Make Us Entertainment, and You Know Yoon Ho, who is the last member in the band TVXQ under SM Entertainment. She is good friends with all of the IZONE members, namely Yoona and Yoonbi.
I don't remember. The eyes on Empress not to picture their faces.
I think I see this rumor. I'm not sure if it's a rumor or what it is. But there is a thing that says, like, when iZone disbands, I think Yina.
Oh, Yina's the rapper. Could join Everglow. Yeah. Okay. Isn't it Yina?
Yina?
Yeah.
Did I say Yuna at first?
Yeah.
I definitely meant Yena.
Okay.
Because I can see that's E.
That's why I was so sorry. It's okay. I have seen that. I saw that on a thumbnail, I think, but I didn't watch the video.
I didn't either. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time watching those videos because I'm like, I just want to know if it's true.
Yeah.
Because, you know, let's just wait and see what happens, yeah. Basically.
She's under the same company,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's why I think they think that they'll join.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the last group that I know a member joined after the group debuted receives a lot of hate.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Red Velvet.
Yeah.
Okay, the third member. So, the third member is Mia. Her stage name means, her stage name has Scandinavian origin, where it means wished for child or beautiful child.
Oh, wow.
Interesting, right?
Yes, I like that.
Okay. Her birth name. Now, before I say it, I just want to say it. Hopefully I get it right. Because, like, me saying it is no disrespect to her. I'm just gonna say it how I was taught to pronounce names and words, mm-hmm. but I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry if I get it wrong, but at least I'm trying.
Yeah.
So her birth name is Han Yunji.
Okay.
So it's.
Unji.
Unji?
Unji.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Unji. Han Unji. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So she's South Korean.
She's Korean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's South Korean. Did I ever tell you that I went back on the Victon episode? And when you were saying Seongwoo, and then you did Seongsik, and you went from Korean to South Korean?
Yeah.
And I asked, you did say Korean, not Seongwoo.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Dude, Seongwoo's single. His solo debut.
I love his solo debut.
That was good.
That's a good EP.
That was. Oh my gosh, his looks in all of them.
Kind of reminds me of Taemin. I don't know if you listen to Taemin.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. I liked it a lot. Okay, right, Mia. She's Korean. Her positions are main vocalist, main dancer, and rapper. Her birthday is January 13th, 2000. She is 5'4". Her representative color is red. She is in charge of Girl Crush. She was the second member to be revealed. Her unique points are Satori, which is the regional dialect. Her low voice. Her role models are BoA.
Mm-hmm. That's how I say it. I don't know right? if it's BoA, but...
I don't know.
That's how I say it. I say BoA.
I think I've heard BoA before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's right. She is a South Korean... I just said she and just assumed it was she. BoA is a she. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
South Korean solo singer and actress. It says actress, so that's probably why I knew it was a girl. Gosh. Under SM Entertainment, Hyorin... which is a South Korean soloist and actress under Bird 3. Park Hyo-shin, a South Korean ballad singer and musical theater actor and songwriter. And Ali, which is a Korean-American singer-songwriter who debuted under YMC Entertainment.
I say Ali.
Ali?
I say Amy, but I'm not sure if that's right.
I guess I assume it's Ali because Korean American.
Yeah.
But it could be Ali too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see it spelled A-I-L-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
And I just assume Ali, but
yeah.
I don't see him.
My worry, I don't know.
She's really good.
Yeah. I'll have to look at that. Mia hates hospitals and everything related to them. She's afraid of the dark and thunder. Her favorite type of music is indie pop. If they have a free day, Mia will sleep all day. Mia also has a dog named Bok Dory. During the making of Adios, Mia had actually received an injury. I don't know what the injury was. I don't remember a lot of talk about it, though. So maybe it was just, like, a sprain?
Maybe, yeah. It didn't seem to affect her dancing.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because I don't recall her ever sitting out. Yeah. Right?
I don't think so.
Okay. Mia's passion for dance led her to pursue the life of an idol. Mia and Onda are Everglow's overspenders. Among all of the members of Everglow, she trained the longest, but it doesn't say exactly how long that is. So the fourth member is Onda.
Okay, so she's not
the Makine. In the Korean word for come, Onda is the Korean word for come, and with this case, the fans translate it to come to me.
Okay.
Her birth name is Jo Sarim. I can do that because of Gravity.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know Gravity got their first win with Flame?
Did they? Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so happy for them. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's cute.
I think Minnie cried. I think a lot of them got real teary-eyed. Oh, and yeah. Like, oh my gosh, they're so cute. They're Flame. Oh my, I loved your text.
What? What did I say?
Your text was like, when I sent you the photos. Like,
I was like, bye, baby, Gravity or something.
Oh, bye, baby, Gravity.
Well, their concept was so much more mature.
I know. It was.
It was good.
I liked Flame a lot. Mm-hmm. I liked their new album. Mm-hmm. They did grow up in a short amount of time.
Yeah, they did.
That was, like, impressive and crazy. Mm-hmm. Onda is Korean. She's the lead vocalist, lead dancer, and visual. I guess there are two visuals.
Okay. I've seen two that she was the main dancer in places, but I don't know.
I don't know.
But that wasn't on, like, any official thing. I saw more, like, YouTube videos that were, like, Everglow's main dancer, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and
maybe?
Then it was just compilations of Onda dancing. So.
Oh. Maybe?
I don't know.
Main dancer, lead dancer. I know I've been told the difference between a lead and a main.
Yeah.
But honestly, I do not remember the time.
I don't know.
She's a dancer.
Yeah.
She's really good at dance, too.
Yeah.
Her birthday is May 18th, 2000. She is 5'5". Her representative color is pink. She was the third member to be revealed. She was a contestant on Idol School and ranked 40. Onda has flexible fingers, which can make a heart. She is the easiest member to scare. Onda is good at Magic Eye, which, do you know what Magic Eye is?
Is it a board game? No?
It's...
I know I've heard of it.
So if I'm thinking of it right, it's a book of a series of books that allows someone to see 3D images by focusing on a 2D print.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I remember that. Pretty sure that's what it is. I remember one of those books in my elementary school library and always getting it because I thought it was cool. she was introduced as 4D Charm Girl. Her unique points is her smiley expression. So when she, like, relaxes, the corners of her mouth turn up. Aww. So it kind of looks like she's always slightly smiling. Mm-hmm. Her role models are SNSD, especially Taeyeon, and Ariana Grande. Her motto is always think deep and let's work hard. She is a fan of Harry Potter and Twilight. Onda was a member of a cover song dance group named Friends during her pre-debut days, which they did a cover of Whistle, and Onda had rapped Jennie's part, which I put a link to that YouTube video in the descriptions. Okay. So when you put it up on the website, you can like pull that up. Mm-hmm. She's pretty good.
Cool.
The fifth member is Asha, which is pronounced Sha.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her stage name is inspired by Asia, meaning she'll be an idol who will take over Asia. Her birth name is Hyorim?
Yurim.
Okay. Again, no disrespect, just trying. She is Korean. She's the lead rapper and vocalist. Her birthday is July 21st, 2000, and she is 5'8".
I saw that she was one of the tallest female
idols. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And they always put her in heels, too.
Yeah.
Yes, she's like one of the tallest female idol members. So her training period isn't all just with Yuhui. Mm-hmm. She trained for 11 years in total, 9 years with JYP and 2 with Yuhui.
What the heck?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Seriously? Wait, I was really blown away by that.
What year was she born in?
2000.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's like half her life.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a trainee for like half her life.
Yeah.
Her representative color is black. She was the last member to be revealed. She can open an apple with her bare hands. She loves Day 6, which is a band that is under JYP. She listens to them every day. She is left-handed and obviously was a former JYP trainee. She was actually born on the same day as an ITZY member. Do you want to guess the member?
Yuna?
No. Leah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Leah was born in 2000?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I didn't.
I don't memorize their birthdays.
That's fair. Okay. She can speak Japanese. Her unique points are her duality and her charming eyes. She is the tallest female idol in K-pop. Her role models are Sunmi and Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
She used to attend Hanyoon Multi-Art School and took dance lessons at Night Dance Institute. She can also break a watermelon with her bare hands. This was done on Everglow Land Episode 4 / Idol Room Episode Everglow and Dreamcatcher. Same fact that she was born on the same day as ITZY's Leah at the end, so it's on here twice, just in case I missed it.
I've done that too, yeah.
Okay, the final member is Irun. My dog's just barking. Her birth name is Wang Irun. She is Chinese. Also, I have the pronounced.
Oh, you do.
So, yeah. Because when you look at it, you'd think it's like Yirin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Yirun.
Okay.
At least I think I'm getting that right. Again, I'm really sorry if I'm not. Chinese, so I'm at least, like, able to do that a little bit. She's the lead dancer, vocalist, rapper, visual, center, face of the group, and Makane.
Oh, my gosh.
They have a lot of visuals, space of the group, which, like, now I'm looking at that, I'm like, is that right? But I got that from, like, everything I looked up. Uh-huh. So, hopefully that's right.
I think there can be more than one visual.
Yeah. Her birthday is December 29th, 2000, and she is 5'4". She trained for 2 years and 2 months. So her representative color is white. She was the 4th member to be revealed. She was in Produce 48 and ranked number 28th. In 2016, she won at a Chinese dance competition. She has a special talent of dancing traditional Chinese dance. Before debuting, she was the cover for a Chinese magazine called Middle School Life. She was at the age of 15 when that happened. She also modeled for HIM magazine. She knows Chinese and Korean. Asha and her are best friends and consider each other siblings or sisters. According to her friends, she studied dance for more than 10 years. When she asked to describe, her, member Mia called her presence lovely and praised her caring and meticulous personality. She is very close to IZONE's Yina. Her role models are SNSD's Yuna and Jun Ji-hyun, a South Korean actress. The members say she is able to talk the fastest among them all, especially when she is angry / excited. The members say she is the loudest, she is the most flexible in the group as well. And Irun considers EU as her mother. She also considers Onda as her most passionate friend. And the members say her hidden talent is rapping.
Wow.
I got a lot of information on her.
Yeah, she does have a lot of facts.
Bias. I know you're bias.
Yeah. I'm not sure about your bias.
Well, your bias is Onda.
Yeah. I like her. She's cute.
I like her a lot. Mm-hmm.
I like how she dances.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Should I guess yours?
Yes, guess mine.
I think your bias is EU.
EU?
I think you
told
me that.
You're half right.
I think EU and Mia?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, I'm half right.
You're half right. EU and Onda.
And Onda. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I really like EU's voice. Mm-hmm. And, like, I always love her rapping parts. Mm-hmm. Like, when I listened to Bon Bon Chocolat, loved her. And then I really loved Onda's dance. And, like, mm-hmm. anytime I watch her, like, their dance covers or dance practices, I always go to Onda.
Yeah. There are these videos that they did. I don't know if it was pre-debut or what, but they did some, like...
Oh, through the years.
Yeah. K-pop mm-hmm. through the years videos. Uh-huh. I love that video.
Those videos. Like, three. It's like a series. Yeah. I love those.
They did so well.
Seriously. Do you want to go over why Onda's your favorite? Or is it just...
I can't really explain it. I don't know. I like her energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Some group information. Everglow won their first music show trophy on September 24th, 2019 with Adios. Arrival of Everglow peaked at number 6 and selling more than 17,000 copies as of July 2019. Their debut song, Bon Bon Chocolat, peaked at number 5 on the World Digital Song Sales Chart.
Wow.
So there's a slight scandal / controversy.
Really?
Yes. There were claims that Adios sounds suspiciously like a song by a Romanian band called Trooper. The song is called Destin and was released in November 2018. And then there is the, not a scandal, but a rumor that Yina from IZONE could join the group after IZONE disbands in 2021. Mm-hmm. But I think that will be, like, confirmed closer to, like, disband or, like, if it's actually going to happen or what's going to happen with IZONE.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if she does, they might not be as much hate as there was with Yeri.
Yeah.
Because she is more of a known idol, you know.
True.
So.
That's true. That will be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
So, when I first started writing the information on Everglow, what was happening was that they finished their first world tour, Everglow Everlasting Tour, which they made stops in the United States in Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, Jersey City, and Los Angeles. Around the time that they were doing their Everlasting Tour was actually when COVID, like, hit. Mm-hmm. So a lot of places were shutting down, and, like, I remember I was pretty worried that they wouldn't be able to go back mm-hmm. to Korea.
Oh, yeah, I remember you texting me.
Yeah. Because they were, like, literally probably, like, 2 stops away mm-hmm. from going back home. And I was like, what if they get stuck? And then their company pays for them to stay, and then it just keeps racking up. And since they're such a new group, I was like, if they get stuck here, this could, like, ruin them financially or mm-hmm. like, you know.
Yeah.
So I was worried about that, but they did make it back and they're good now.
Yeah.
But I was so scared.
Yeah. It's crazy that people got stuck in foreign countries, honestly.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
What do you do?
Someone in Jared's PhD program, or one of the PhD programs, is stuck in Amsterdam.
Still?
Yeah.
No, what the fuck?
Yeah. So, she's supposed to be in, like, Phoenix or Rochester, Minnesota or something. And classes are gonna start soon for Mayo Clinic, mm-hmm. so I have no idea how exactly.
Oh no, that's so sad.
I know. I was like, how is she still there? I think they're working something out, but
what yeah. the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, since when?
When I first learned about it was around August 18th was when I saw that she was still stuck, and she said she was still stuck. So it's been over a month. So what maybe she's fuck? Back. Maybe she was able to come back.
Did she go on vacation or something?
Yeah. She did a before PhD trip.
Oh no. Oh, I feel so bad for her.
I know. I was like, oh, please make it back.
Does she, like, have money? Where does she live? Or?
Well,
I know you probably don't know all of this, but I feel so bad for this girl.
I don't know exactly where she's, like, staying, but I do know that, so with the Mayo Clinic and the PhD program, I don't know if it's the same for every PhD program or, like, something, but Mayo Clinic does do stipends for their students, so they pay for their schooling, and, like, their PhD students are technically workers after a certain amount of time because they're helping out in the lab and working for a lab mm-hmm. and for a professor at Mayo Clinic. So Mayo Clinic does pay them a stipend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether she's going to be stuck in Amsterdam living off that stipend, or if she's able to get back, That part I'm hazy on, but I do know she does have an income.
Okay, that's at least good.
Yeah.
Damn, that's rough.
Yeah. The income is also basically the amount an intern gets paid, which is like $15.
And with exchanging.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully she made it.
Hopefully.
I was gonna check up Jared.
Poor girl. No.
Problem is if she's not in his like PhD track, I'm not sure if he'll know either. Mm-hmm. So we will see.
Hopefully she makes it back.
I will figure that out. I keep meaning to ask. I don't know why I'm so like, is she back? Is she okay? I have no idea who she is.
Well, it's a horrible situation. I mean, you go on vacation and then you end up not being able to come back home.
I know.
Oh, man.
Back to Everglow. So they just announced their upcoming comeback, the new mini album called -77.82x, -78.29. Again, their title track is La Di Da, and there will be four songs to this mini album. Looking at the track list, the lyrics for La Di Da was partly written by EU.
Okay.
Their comeback is scheduled for September 21st, which, again, is the day after we record this episode. So, they also, before Everglow's return, they revealed a new brand logo.
Okay.
So, they updated it, which I think they've updated it, like, twice now. And I think every time they update it, it's before their comebacks.
As in, like, their group logo?
Yeah.
Is getting over
there? Yeah, like the Everglow. Yeah, it changed. I can show you the photos later.
Okay.
So now favorites / least favorites.
You go first.
Okay. They don't have a lot of music videos.
Oh no, yeah, they don't.
Okay. So songs. I really like Adios. I really like the song when it first came out. Just the first listen, you know the song is about being a more confident person, which is hard for a lot of people to do. They have this lyric, "Why do you make me feel so small? I always go round in circles for you. Why do you make me so sad? I should have been the main character in the first place."
I like that.
Right? It's hard for some people to... It's hard when someone makes you feel less of a person by them, like, unknowingly being critical or manipulative of you. But, like, you do deserve more than what a person like that is treating you. So I think with that, like, cutting a toxic person out can help a lot with, like, how confident you feel.
Yeah.
So gaining that confidence is really hard, namely when you feel like it's been shattered by this person or just by a lot of people in general. So the song to me is like a confidence builder. So I think that's why I really like it.
Yeah, that's a good song. I like it.
I also really like No Lie and Hush. I really like those songs.
Me too.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is Hush.
Hush.
Mm-hmm. I love the way it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much different than what their title tracks are.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like them. It's not, like, extremely girly.
Yeah.
It's more kind of that in between. I tried to find my favorite lyric in it, but I honestly, when I looked up the lyrics for it, I could not understand what the song was about.
Really?
Because I think it's written in such a, like, poem-y way.
Yeah.
That I just, it went over my head, honestly. I was like, I'm not even going to try to figure out what this is about. So I don't have a favorite lyric, but Hush is my favorite.
Yeah.
I also like You Don't Know Me.
I like that song a lot.
And Moon.
Moon?
Mm-hmm.
I like Moon.
Yeah.
Oh, I also really like Player.
Player's good.
Player's a good one.
I like that special stage thing.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
That one's a good one.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I really like those. Music videos. They only have 3 music videos, so I was just gonna go over all 3.
Yeah.
Because I really like their music videos a lot.
Okay.
They will have 4 soon.
Up to tomorrow, yeah.
Which, I'm not gonna lie, I already love it. I'm gonna say it right now.
I like the vibe they're going for.
Yeah.
Kind of has a retro inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very interested to see the, like, differences of each video. Because I feel like they get more mature in the videos.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited. Their music videos. I've been a fan of Everglow since Bon Bon Chocolat came out. So that was the first music video I ever saw of them. They had a really, like, strong debut with it, and the first time you hear them say Everglow, it's kind of, like, just the standout part where, like, you know, something big's coming. So I've been in love with that. I think the sets for Bon Bon Chocolat I like a lot, and with Yeerin on the statue horse and their outfits throughout the videos are, like, really pretty. The next video they have is Adios, which they still present this powerful girl group vibe, and Asha looks like a goddess in that gold outfit they put her in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my favorite outfit she wears. I'm like, wow.
It's really good, yeah.
I really love the outfits they wear and get put in. Like, I love that style. Onda with the baby pink hair is so cute.
I love that, I know.
I also really like the bright pink strands they have and, like, wrap around. I love that. Their style for this music video was just really amazing. Also, I think Everglow's slightly underrated.
Oh, yeah.
Like, more than slightly. They're very underrated. Dun Dun was their next music video, and they always have such good visuals. And I love how, like, Yeerin, like, steps out, and just, like, you just hear her footsteps, and then her, like, tapping her foot, and then they just, like, the, like, kind of wave, like.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like that a lot. Like, that's, like, satisfying. I really love Yi's rap part, and Asha has some incredible rapping skills shown in this one. And I'm sure La-Di-Da will be, like, just as equally as amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I just slightly went over all of their music videos. They only have 3.
They're not that many, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the red outfits that they're gonna use in the La-Di-Da video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are nice.
Those are eye-catching. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for those a lot.
My favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I like Adios the most, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why? I don't know why. I couldn't figure out why.
Is she just drawn to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that one the most, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I'm so bad at, like, figuring out what, like, the different sets mean that I'm just, like, I'm not gonna try to evaluate what this music video is about, so whatever. But I liked the look and feel of Adios.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love Adios. Mm-hmm. I would say out of the 3 of them, that one's probably my top favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Just, oh my god. Asha in that cold outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it, love it. Also, that's the one with the 2, like, glass balls falling. Mm-hmm. Love that scene.
Which, isn't that in... Wasn't that in their logo at one point? Like, the 2... I feel like I saw that.
At one point, I think their first one was.
Okay.
We'll go over their logo later, because now I can't really remember the first one.
I feel like I remember seeing two like... circles, balls, whatever in there, yeah.
I don't know. Finally, favorite dance.
You go first.
Adios. which I had actually... Surprise!
Oh my gosh.
I had actually learned the audio stance.
I know, you did.
And I got, like, really good that I didn't need to, like, watch. It could just dance to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I doubt I could still do it. I might be able to if I, like, watch it and then go over it, like, once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
But I had it down.
It's so sad to lose dances.
I know.
Oh, we have no time, dude. I seriously do not have time to dance.
I have no time. I barely have time right now to work out.
I don't.
Like, oh my gosh. I would really like to dance again and practice and, like, get better. So I really... My schedule at work is actually changing.
Is it?
Yeah.
To what?
Just 6 to 3. It's going back to my original.
Oh, okay.
Which, in the morning, I think that will leave time to work out. Because I just don't have the energy to work out after work.
Yeah.
Like, come home from work, go do school, like, figure other things out. And with Jared being in Arizona, we, like, video chat before we go to bed. And I don't have time to work out after work.
I know, me either. I always think it's better in the morning because you have more energy. So much better in the morning. But also, I cannot wake up and be awake until, like, 11 o'clock at night anymore. I can't wake up at 5 in the morning anymore and be awake till 11. And with school, there's literally not a single day that I don't have to do an assignment
or
anything. It's so crazy,
This is what it's like to be an adult where you, like, don't have time for stuff.
I know.
And there's always people that are like, well, you can make the time. You only have so many hours.
There are not enough hours in the day,
You have to prioritize something. And, like, maybe sometimes exercising becomes your low priority, even though you really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to you work to make money. You go to school to get a better job, get a better education, to make more money.
Yeah.
Then you have your relationships with, like, friendships, family. If you're in a relationship, then you have to focus a little bit on that. You can't fully just push it off to the side because you don't want your friends to feel abandoned by you, and you don't want to make, like... You wouldn't want to feel abandoned by them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a relationship, if you stop showing that, like, care for the other person, you're going to lose that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to what are you willing to not sacrifice, but put to the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're also not people who, like, have to... not sleep for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, idols, they train hours and hours. And you've seen a trainee schedule, going to bed at 3, waking up, or going to bed at 12, waking up at 3. Some people can do that, and it works for them. But in the long term, if you don't get that sleep that you need for your body to, like, develop rest, you're gonna burn out.
Yeah.
So you also...
It affects your energy level.
Your mental health.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And even if you are great at time management and, like, planning out when you're going to do what, it's so exhausting to have something to do at every single hour of the fucking day. Like, one day you just want to relax.
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, man.
Growing up both sucks and also doesn't, because you're, like... You're your own person now at this point.
Yeah.
And it's always good to, like, to have these experiences of being busy. Because then you at least learn yourself more on, like, what can you handle, what can't you handle, what could be worked on.
Mm-hmm.
But also at the same time, remember those days in high school where we stayed up till 3 just watching anime, waking up early, and...
Man, yeah. I mean, I know that it's worth it in the end, but it's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult, for sure.
I agree. What's your favorite dance? Is it Adios?
My favorite dance is You Don't Know Me, actually.
Okay.
I like that one.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I like that one a lot.
It's fun, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like all of their dances.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. I love them. Mm-hmm. I love them a lot. I can't wait for La Di Da.
I like it. I like the idea behind it.
Yeah. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's it for Everglow.
Yeah.
I feel like we did a good stay on topic.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure we're getting much better at this.
Yeah, even though we have not that much practice right now since it's been like a month and a half.
Yep.
Yeah, we did well.
Look, we have to fit some stuff in sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, shoot. We have to do a sign-off, though. Before both of us forget.
I need to look that
up. Okay. We're on Instagram. I'm doing this very different because I don't honestly remember exactly. which our Instagram is kpopt101. And we have where you can listen to us, which you can listen to us on certain listening stuff. We are on Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. Yes, I was trying to, like, find it while talking. We also have a Gmail where you can email things like stories, your favorite groups, information about, like, maybe we messed up on something and you want to kindly correct us or something, you know. You can email us stories of, like, concert experiences. Maybe you're best friend and you became best friends because of a certain group. Maybe mm-hmm. there's an ultimate bias group that you just, that maybe we haven't gotten over. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's an up-and-coming group that you think we should listen to and go over. So the email account is kpopt101@gmail.com. Yeah. We also, crazy enough, have a website.
What? Oh my.
Look, we also have a YouTube, but...
Okay. That is not getting done. I'm sorry, but I seriously have no time.
No, you have no time. It's very understandable. Yeah. You have no time.
Oh, man. Okay, the website.
Yeah, the website.
lagil.wixsite.com/kpopt. So go and check it out if you want.
Go look.
Do what you want.
Do you?
Yeah.
You do you, boo boo.
Yep. Uh huh.
Man, yeah, you seem so angry at me for saying that. All right. Well, we will talk soon.
Bye.